The U.S. has returned a looted ancient artifact, AP correspondent Rita Follet reports.
It's an ancient wooden coffin, a sarcophagus that dates back to the late dynastic period of ancient Egypt, an era that spanned from 664 B.C. until Alexander the Great's campaign in 332 B.C. It may have belonged to an ancient priest. It had been on display at the Houston Museum of Natural Sciences. But 3 months ago, the Manhattan DA's office determined it had been looted from an area north of Cairo and smuggled into the U.S. in 2008, trafficked by a well-organized network that has done this with other antiquities, says the DA. I'm Rita Foley.
Tram and bus workers in the Tunisian capital staged a strike over delays in salaries and the lack of an end-of-year bonus Monday, creating traffic jams across Tunis. The strike is the latest in a string of similar actions as Tunisia grapples with an economic crisis that has led to frequent shortages of basic goods from petrol to cooking oil. The North African nation is struggling with debts of more than 100% of gross domestic product and is in negotiations with the International Monetary Fund for a nearly $2 billion bailout. Britain's medical bodies on Monday said patients were dying due to inadequate care and urged the government to act as Britain's health service grapples with a winter of a crisis of strikes and soaring demand. The Royal College of Emergency Medicine on Sunday said between 300 and 500 patients would die each week in emergency care, notably due to long waiting times. Its vice president stood by the prediction on Monday, rejecting suggestions that short-term factors had caused the crisis after some hospital officials challenged the claim. I'm Joe Ramsey.